From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news, read by Steve. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo emphasizes on integrating public transportation. Minister Hartarto affirms business sector support crucial for MSMEs to level up. And here's the news in detail. President Joko Widodo instructed related stakeholders to immediately construct infrastructure to connect and integrate services of the existing means of public transportation in the bid to provide convenience to people. During a limited meeting at Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, he highlighted the need to connect stations of light rail transit or LRT with Halim Jakarta Bandung High Speed Railway Station in Jakarta. He also remarked on Wednesday that the government also needs to immediately construct other infrastructures to connect Manggarai train station with TransJakarta services, as well as Tanah Abang train station with Duku Atas Mass Rapid Transit Station. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto said business sector support is crucial for micro, small, and medium enterprises to level up. He also noted the collaboration of government and the private sector is the key to optimizing micro, small, and medium enterprises. He added, during an event organized by Sampurna Retail Community for Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, he added that business sector support is expected to help MSMEs, especially stalls and grocery stores, which currently total 3.57 million units, to turn into larger and more modern retailers. Hartarto further said the government has extended support for MSMEs through Job Creation Act and its derivative regulations, particularly concerning the protection and empowerment of cooperatives and small, micro, and medium enterprises. The Indonesia Carbon Exchange, or IDX Carbon, could help the country develop industries while concurrently safeguarding the environment. This was pointed out by the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises, Erick Thohir, in a statement received by Antara on Wednesday. He also stated that by optimizing IDX Carbon, launched by President Joko Widodo on September 26, the government could both support the industrialization process and mitigate the carbon emission it generates. He added that industrialization produces carbon dioxide, which ultimately leads to pollution. By integrating CO2 or the carbon dioxide into the carbon exchange process, they aim to support industrialization while fulfilling the green emission responsibilities. The Indonesia-Malaysia-Thailand Growth Triangle, or IMTGT, could serve as a forum that facilitates Indonesian micro, small, and medium enterprises in expanding their market reach. Muhammad Riza Damani, a special staff of Minister of Cooperatives and Small Medium Enterprises, on Wednesday stated the IMTGT could assist domestic business players, including micro, small, and medium enterprises, in connecting with strategic partners through business matching activities, according to evaluation conducted by the ministry. business matching activities have proven to be effective in helping micro, small, and medium enterprises players establish close relations with strategic partners, thereby expanding their market reach. Taiwan has unveiled its first domestically made submarine as it bolsters its defenses against a possible Chinese attack. As reported by CNN.com, President Tsai Ing-wen presided over the launch ceremony in the port city of Kaohsiung on Thursday. U.S. officials have warned that China could be militarily capable of mounting an invasion within the next few years. Taiwan is a self-governing island which China regards as a renegade province and has vowed to reclaim one day. Most observers believe China will not attack the island imminently, and Beijing has said it seeks peaceful reunification with Taiwan. Saudi Arabia's Minister of Culture, Prince Badr bin Abdullah bin Fahan, conveyed there has been a 20% increase in the rate of employment support for 160 cultural professions in 286 activities. As reported by ArabNews.com, Prince Badr pointed out the rate of employment support for these professions jumped from 30 to 50%. As part of an initiative that was implemented in cooperation with the Ministry of Culture and Human Resource Development Fund, also known as HADAF, to enhance professional sustainability in the cultural sectors and achieve the goals of Saudi Vision 2030, which includes developing the Saudi contribution to arts and culture. Water prices in Singapore will rise by about 18% over the next 2 years. This was stated by the nation's public utilities board on Wednesday, as reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com. Potable water currently costs 2.74 Singaporean dollar, or around 2.01 US dollar for every 1,000 liters or per cubic meter before tax for most households. The increase translates to an additional 50% per cubic meter. It will be split over two phases, 20 cents on April 1, 2024, and 30 cents on April 1, 2025. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
State Junior High School Wan Singaraja Buleleng Bali strengthened collaboration with Point Cook College Melbourne Australia in efforts to develop quality and sustainable education. Acting Regent of Buleleng, Ketut Lidiana, in Buleleng Tuesday explained that the collaboration between the schools and Melbourne College has been running since 2013 and must be maintained in the future. This collaboration continues to be developed in other schools in Buleleng as a concrete form of equitable development of quality education. This collaboration program, through Students Exchange, is planned to last for 8 days from October 5th to 13, 2023, involving 17 students and accompanying teachers. Lihadiana hopes that the program will bring benefits to education in Buleleng through an Australian education approach. The principal of State Junior High School Wan Singaraja, Nyoman Purnayasa, explained that the preparation had been made involving students from grades 7 to 9, especially in foreign language communication and academic material. Apart from that, students will also take part in non-academic activities such as typical Australian sports and Balinese cultural arts performances. These activities are designed to provide a holistic experience for students.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we begin today in history on 28 September with an event in 1945, Indonesian Railway Day. Indonesian Railway Day is celebrated every September 28. This is the day when the Japanese controlled railway stations and head offices were taken over, which culminated in the Bandung Railway head office on 28 September 1945 after Indonesia's independence on August 17, 1945. This becomes the basis for declaring 28 September 1945 as Indonesian Railway Day. Indonesian Railway Day is an opportunity to honor the important role of trains in the country's history and connectivity. Now, the state company is called PT KAI. We move to the next event in 1950 when Indonesia became a member of the United Nations. On 28 September 1950, Indonesia officially became the 60th member of the United Nations. Indonesia's UN membership occurred less than a year after the Netherlands recognized Indonesia's sovereignty. The Indonesian diplomat appointed as the first head of permanent representative to the UN is Lambertus Nicodemus Palar. Indonesia left UN membership on January 20, 1965. The Indonesian government then decided to re-enter the United Nations on 28 September 1966. We end today in history with an event in 2007, World Rabies Day. World Rabies Day is a global campaign held on 28 September every year. World Rabies Day is commemorated to increase public awareness on the prevention and control of rabies. World Rabies Day began to be held in 2007. In general, World Rabies Day is held by carrying out socialization to the public and rabies vaccination for animals, particularly dogs. The aim of this campaign is to make the world free from rabies by 2030. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Saat semua terlihat baik,
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today focuses on IDX Carbon officially launched. IDX Carbon was officially launched by President Joko Widodo at the Indonesian Stock Exchange or IDX main hall in Jakarta on Tuesday. According to the President, this effort is Indonesia's real contribution to fight the climate crisis. He further conveyed that the result of the trade will be reinvested in environment preservation effort, especially in carbon emission reduction, since Indonesia has a great potential in nature-based solutions and becomes the only country that 60% of its carbon emission reduction fulfillment comes from the natural sector. He also said that such a great number will be a sustainable and eco-friendly new economic opportunity in line with the world's direction toward the green economy. The Carbon Exchange Operator GIDX President Director Iman Rahman in Jakarta on Tuesday pointed out that IDX Carbon provides a transparent, well-organized, reasonable, and efficient in line with the Financial Services Authority Regulation or POJK about carbon trading exchange. Besides providing price transparency, he said the IDX Carbon Trade also provides an easy and simple transaction mechanism. Imam explained that IDX Carbon is connected with the National Registry System for Climate Change Control, SRNPPI, of the Environment and Forestry Ministry so that it gives ease of carbon unit shift administration and avoids double counting. Businesses that have an obligation and or commitment to voluntarily reduce greenhouse gas emission can be a user of IDX Carbon service and purchase the available carbon units. Iman added that project owners that already have carbon units registered at SRNPPI can sell them via IDX Carbon. He also said IDX Carbon is an important milestone for Indonesia's decarbonization commitment to net zero emission by 2060 or quicker. IDX Carbon attempts to provide transparency, reliability, and security in giving the best solution for carbon trading in Indonesia, so a well-organized, reasonable, and efficient trade can be made. Meanwhile, Bank Mandiri Economist Head Andri Asmoro said the carbon exchange gives a positive impact to the economy since it provides a room for potential funding for corporations. According to him, the carbon exchange is mainly beneficial for companies with initiatives or carbon reduction and sustainability. He added, with carbon exchange, corporations can make their carbon reductions commitment more valuable. Moreover, he said President Joko Widodo said the carbon exchange potential can reach 3,000 trillion rupiah. This potential may encourage further companies to be more aware of green initiative and sustainability. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Aku menanti, takkan hilang. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
A prolonged dry season has hit Indonesia recently. Several areas in Indonesia are experiencing drought. In this situation, the people of Saran Hamlet in Sleman Regency, Special Region of Yogyakarta, gathered to organize the Merti Umbul tradition on September 23rd. They held the tradition to preserve the spring, which they consider to be a source of blessing. Besides that, the tradition is also a form of gratitude for God's grace because there is still an abundance of clean water amidst the water crisis that is occurring in several areas. The Umbul Spring of Saran is located south of the hamlet. People of Saran Hamlet use the Umbul for their daily water needs. It is widely used by not only residents of Saran, but also residents of other hamlets such as Wonosari, Bendungan, Pokoh, Kregan, and Karangsari. So it has become a source of life for the people. For them, apart from being a form of expression of gratitude, the tradition is also an act of preserving local wisdom. The Merti Umbul tradition began with the parade of Gunungan, a mountain-like structure made of agricultural products by locals carried on foot from Saran Hamlet Chief to Umbul Saran, which is about 600 meters away. The parade was escorted by the Bergodo troops, the traditional soldiers of the Yogyakarta Sultanate. The Gunungan was then distributed to the people who attended. The tradition ended with a night-long wayang shadow puppet performance at yesterday's Merti Umbul. Ki Darminto was the dalang or the puppeteers of the performance, taking the play Bahyu Suci Perwita Sari.
Kita harus bahagia. 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 No no, kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kita harus bahagia.
Listeners, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Miscellany for today has a topic, Berbatik Palace. Listeners, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy will hold a batik fashion show in order to promote batik internationally as a national identity. Adyatama Tourism and Creative Economy, main expert of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Nia Niscaya, in a press conference on Monday, explained that on October 2, 2009, batik designed for the first time in the UNESCO courtroom located in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, through the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguard of the Intangible Cultural Heritage Session, batik officially became Indonesia's Intangible Cultural Heritage, or WBTB. Therefore, according to Nia Niscaya, Istana Berbatik or the Berbatik Palace becomes part of celebrating the National Batik Day, which is celebrated every October 2nd. In the meantime, Acting Director of National and International Events of the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Nikomang Ayu Astiti, explains that Istana Berbatik was implemented with the aim of urging various levels of society to love and preserve Indonesian culture, in this case, batik, as the nation's cultural heritage, which has received recognition from UNESCO. This event will be held on October 1, 2023 in Istana Palace, Jakarta, filled with fashion shows, music and dance shows, and batik exhibitions in commemorations of National Batik Day. This event will be attended by the President of the Republic of Indonesia and the First Lady, the Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia, and Mrs. Wuri Ma'ruf Amin, and the ranks of ministers and deputy ministers of the advanced Indonesian cabinet, ambassadors from friendly countries, the palace family, public figures, and also the community. Listeners, apart from support from various ministries, Indonesian National Police and Indonesian National Armed Forces, Istana Berbatik is also supported by the Jakarta Provincial Government, the Indonesian Batik Foundation, the Indonesian National Commission for UNESCO, Jakarta Fashion Week, MNC Media, and sponsors including BRI, BNI, Pertamina, PLN, Telkom, and Freeport. Host of designers includes Batik Keris, PT Iwan Tirta, Batik Danar Hadi, Oscar Lawalata Culture, Bin House, Onsu Tulola, Rinaldi Yunardi, Era Sukamto, and Manjusa Nusantara. Based on data, the Ministry of Industry, the export value of batik and batik products in 2022 will reach $64.56 million, or an increase of 30.1% compared to the same period last year. This year, the export value is targeted to reach $100 million. One of them is through the Batik Palace activities. That's Miss Seleni.
Kau berpikir malam,
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Satu yang ku perlu, ku rasa hanya dirimu yang membuatku rindu. Bila saat nanti kau milikku, ku yakin cintamu takkan terbagi, takkan berpaling, karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Hingga ku pasti menunggu selama apapun itu, demi cinta yang ku rasakan, yang hanyalah kepadamu. Yakinkan hatimu kau milikku, karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu, oh. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu, oh. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Membayangkan rasa di antara kita. kau genggam jemari tangan, meratap mentari yang tenggelam. Semua berlalu di balik hayalku, kenangan yang indah berdua dengan.
Of Indonesia.
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.